Welcome to Sleepy Shorts Kids, short stories for bedtime. We are supported by Sleepy Shorts Podcast. Just like Sleepy Shorts Kids, it's a bedtime story podcast that's suitable for all ages, but geared more to grown-ups. If you know a grown-up who has trouble falling asleep, they may want to give Sleepy Shorts a try. It's available on major podcast apps like Stitcher, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, and many others. Or simply say, "Alexa, play the Sleepy Shorts podcast." Just be sure to add please and thank you. Now, relax and get comfortable. It's time to grab your favorite pillow, snuggle into your covers, and turn off the light. Your bedtime story is about to begin. Let me help you fall asleep. To your good health. Long, long ago, there lived a king who was such a mighty monarch that whenever he sneezed, everyone in the whole country was required to say, "To your good health." And everyone said it, except for one wide-eyed shepherd who lived down in the village. He refused to say it. The king heard of this and was very angry. He sent for the shepherd to appear before him. The shepherd came and stood before the throne, where the king sat, looking very grand and powerful. But however grand or powerful he might be, the shepherd did not feel a bit afraid of him. "Say at once, 'To my good health,'" cried the king. "To my good health," replied the shepherd. "No, to mine, to mine," stormed the king. "To mine, your majesty," was the answer. "No, to mine, to my own good health," roared the king, and beat on his chest in a rage. "Well, yes, to mine, of course, to my own," cried the shepherd, and gently tapped his own chest. The king was beside himself with fury and did not know what to do when the shepherd blurted, "I won't say it until I get the princess for my wife, that is, if she would have this humble servant as her husband." Now the princess was sitting on a little throne beside the king, her father. When she heard what the shepherd said, she could not help but laugh, for there is no denying the fact that this young shepherd with the wide staring eyes pleased her very much. Indeed, he pleased her better than any king's son she had yet seen. But the king was not as pleasant as his daughter, and he gave orders to throw the shepherd into the den with the wild boars. At first, the boars frightened the shepherd, but the young man took a little flute out of his sleeve and began to play a merry tune, at which the wild boars got up on their hind legs and danced merrily. The shepherd would have given anything to be able to laugh, they looked so funny, but he dared not stop playing, for he knew well enough that the moment he stopped, they would fall upon him and tear him to pieces. So he kept on playing, and the wild boars danced very slowly, as if in a waltz. Then, by degrees, he played faster and faster, till the boars could hardly twist and turn quickly enough, and ended by all of them falling over each other in a heap, quite exhausted and out of breath. Then the shepherd ventured to laugh at last, and he laughed so long and so loud that when the Lord Chamberlain came early in the morning, expecting to find only his bones, the tears were still running down his cheeks from laughter. As soon as the king was dressed, the shepherd was again brought before him. His Royal Highness was astonished, yet angry to think the shepherd had escaped the boar pit. So he said to the boy, "Well, you have learned what it feels like to escape danger. Now say,
to my good health. But the shepherd replied, I do not fear danger, and I will only say it if I may have the princess for my wife, that is, if she is agreeable to it. The king sighed and said, Perhaps, after all, you may do it for less, and realized there was no chance of making away with a shepherd. So he ordered his coach to be ready. Then he made the shepherd get in with him and sit beside him, and ordered the coachman to drive to the silver wood. When they reached it, he said, Do you see this silver wood? Well, if you will only say, To your good health, I will give it to you. The shepherd turned hot and cold by turns, but he still persisted. I will not say it until the princess is my wife, if she is agreeable to it. The king was much vexed. He drove further on until they came to a splendid castle, all of gold. And then he said, Do you see this golden castle? Well, I will give that to you too, the silver wood and the golden castle, if only you will say that one thing to me, to your good health. The shepherd gaped and wondered and was quite dazzled, but he still said, No, I will not say it until I have the princess for my wife, if she is agreeable to it, of course. This time, the king was overwhelmed with grief and gave orders to drive on to the diamond pond, and there he tried once more. Do you see this diamond pond? I will give you that too, the silver wood and the golden castle and the diamond pond. You shall have them all of them, if you will but say, to your good health. The shepherd had to shut his staring eyes tight not to be dazzled with a brilliant pond, but still he said, No, I will not say it, not until I have the princess for my wife, provided she agrees. Then the king saw that all of his efforts were useless, and that he might as well give in. So he said, You win, shepherd. If my daughter loves you and is in agreement, I will agree to give you her hand. But then you really and truly must say to me, To your good health. Of course I'll say it, said the shepherd. Why should I not say it then? It stands to reason that at that point I shall say it. At this, the king was more delighted than anyone could have believed. He made it known all through the country that there were to be great rejoicings, as the princess was going to be married, because, as it turned out, she loved him. She loved that he stood up to her father, the king, and was not afraid of him. She loved his big, wild, staring eyes, and she loved that he was of his own mind and did not bend to the whims of her royal father, as so many of her other suitors had done. And so everyone rejoiced to think that the princess, who had refused so many royal offers, should have ended up falling in love with the wide-eyed shepherd. There was such a wedding as had never been seen. Everyone ate and drank and danced. But the greatest merrymaking was in the king's palace. There the best bands played, and the best food was cooked. A crowd of people sat down to dine, and all was fun and celebration. And when the groomsmen, according to custom, brought in the great boar's head on a big dish and placed it before the king so that he might carve it and give everyone a share, the savory scent of the boar was so strong that the king began to sneeze with all his might. To your very good health, cried the shepherd before anyone else. And the king was so delighted that he did not regret having given him his daughter's hand. In time, when the old king passed away, the princess and the shepherd succeeded him. They were a wonderful royal couple and never expected their people to wish them well against their wills. But, all the same, everyone did wish them well, for they all loved them very much. Good night.